은혜 받으실 성경 말씀 보시겠습니다.
Scripture reading is Matthew 2, verse 10 and 11.
마태복음 2장 10절에서 11절.
Matthew 2, 10 and 11. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen. At this time, Pastor Myung Lee will deliver the message entitled Three Gifts. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Merry Christmas. Happy birthday to Jesus. Let's greet each other once again. Merry Christmas. 성탄절은 온 인류를 Christmas is the day of celebrating the birth of Jesus, who is the Savior of all mankind. However, many people don't know the true meaning of Christmas, but think it as the day of receiving presents from Santa or of having fun. If they are swimming in this tide of the world, even though they are attending the church, how much sad would God feel? To celebrate the birth of Jesus who forsook the glory in heaven as the Son of God and came to this earth, Magi from the East prepared three gifts. They received God's revelation and went to Bethlehem following a star. They worshipped the baby Jesus and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our shepherd explained not only the meaning of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but also how the Magi from the East followed the star and went to Bethlehem where Jesus was born. Many people in the world do not believe these words in the Bible, and they are not even curious about it. Although they wonder how they could follow a star, they don't take it seriously. But God showed mommy members moving stars several times. Especially in 2000 summer retreat, which was held in Wuhan, many of our members saw three stars moving together at the same time. And we have seen many moving stars. Our shepherd explained the deep spiritual words so that we could understand correctly about Jesus, hero of Christmas, and God who sent him on this earth. God chose good and righteous Magi from the East and let them worship Jesus on behalf of all mankind. Then, for Christmas, what kind of gift should we present to our Lord who gave us salvation, eternal life, and hope for heaven? Please engrave this spiritual meaning in your heart so that you can present a precious gift to the Lord. Before a joyful and happy Christmas, let's delve into the spiritual meaning of gold, frankincense, and myrrh that Magi from the East presented to Jesus, and let's imprint the blessings given by God so that we can confess our love to the Lord with the true gift. The first gift is gold, and its spiritual meaning is heart. The 100 pure gold is one of the most favorite jewelries of people on this earth. It doesn't change forever, and it symbolizes wealth and riches. Also, as Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It signifies our heart. Therefore, to present a gift of gold means to offer our heart. It is to offer all that we have to the Lord. When you offer more with your life than you can in your own scope, God receives it with joy. In Mark 12:41-44, there is a scene that Jesus praised a poor widow who offered all she had to live on. This poor widow put two small copper coins into the treasury. A copper coin is the smallest unit of money which was used in Greece. But when Jesus saw it, he said that she had put in more than all contributors. A widow from
her heart received
A widow from Zarephath served God's servant Elijah with her last food in 1 Kings chapter 17. Due to a long drought, she had only a handful of flour in a bowl and a little oil in a jar. So it was like a lifeline for her family. But this widow obeyed the prophet Elijah, who was loved by God, and God received her heart. Consequently, God blessed that the bowl of flour had not been exhausted, nor had the jar of oil become empty. Likewise, giving all we have and serving God first while you can't are beautiful in the sight of God. This is the heart that you present a gift of gold. Many church workers are practicing the words to change, feeling the love of God. They speak in goodness, to do their duties and volunteering works, and diligently pray and arm themselves with the word. However, some change quickly, while others change slowly, comparing to their deeds. The difference depends on whether they do it with their heart. Both are practicing the word from the sight of man, but God knows whether they do it with their heart or not. You try to speak in a good way, give some gifts or yield to others, but actually you're neglecting them in your heart, and you don't put down yourself, then it is not perfect deeds. You only think only what you've done. You've done just one or two and think, I've acted, so the answer will be given to me. God gave us a lot of things with His love, and He has been waiting for us to change for many years. But sometimes we think only one thing we've done, and we want to be blessed. Doing something with your heart is offering of all you have. You should think that what you've done is nothing. You should not say you've done it by yourself. You should put down everything and realize the love of Father God who's been waiting for you. Man reveals his inner heart in the most difficult time. To stand on the rock of faith and come into spirit, when you find some faults and shortages, then how do you feel? Jesus spoke such precious seven words at the threshold of death to us. He appealed to God for us with a loving heart for our souls. Father, forgive them. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My Father, why do you forsake me? It's not to say God was forsaking him. Our Lord said that to let us remember and take our way away from the way of sin. And He said, I am thirsty. He said this to ask us to save many souls, to pay His sacrifice. And He said, it is finished. And Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. They were prayers for souls only, and His heart towards Father God. We've been watched the heart of the shepherd for about 4 years, at least for 1,460 days from December 25th, 2010 to December 25th, 2014. He prayed to God with all his heart every day. 4 years may be longer than 40 years. At every moment, he felt the extreme pain reaching the limit of man's endurance. He prayed, Father God, through this, please help my flock to get rid of these flesh that lead to death. Please save them. Please forgive them. And he prayed for us to stand on the rock of faith and come into spirit. In 2011, 2012, many church workers have been changed, but our shepherd's prayer didn't stop. Our shepherd still prayed to help his flock to stand on the rock of faith and commit to spirit. And in 2014, he didn't stop. And until now, he's still praying with all his heart like that. We had to fast, but because we didn't, to pay that price of justice, he couldn't have normal meals or spicy food, but he had only broth for about 4 years. Until our members stood on the rock of faith and fulfilled the standardization of spirit, our shepherd struggled to sleep every night and suffered from severe itching. But he didn't say, "Father, it's so hard. Until when should I do this?" But he only considered God's heart and our hearts. So many of our members came into spirit and stood on the rock of faith. Even when he looked at people who were going forward to a deep level of spirit, he understood their shortages. He didn't take care of himself, but encouraged his flock and looked at them with faith. When I see my shepherd, I think of the cross of the Lord. Our Lord and our Father God look at us with love, even though they give everything to us. So, we should not say, "I've done like this. I've tried hard like this." But we should put down ourselves and say, "It's not what I've done, but only the grace and love of Father God." We should give all thanks and glory to Father God and our Lord in this way. God was pleased with a gift of gold to the baby Jesus, and He gave us the beautiful heaven made of gold and jewels. That is, He blessed anyone who believes in Jesus Christ to possess heaven in his heart and to live a blessed eternal life in heaven. Therefore, there is heaven in the heart of those who truly believe in the Lord. God let them live with hope for heaven in their hearts. To the extent that they have hope of heaven, they can accomplish heaven in their hearts. The second gift is frankincense, and its spiritual meaning is the fragrance of Christ. Frankincense is the incense made by an aromatic resin obtained from olive trees. The frankincense in the Bible is obtained from bee cartery of the Red Sea side. When it burns, it emits strong incense. Frankincense was used as the incense when people offered burnt offerings or grain offerings. Even there was a separated Levite man who took charge of frankincense. Frankincense is tapped from the scraggly but hardy trees by slashing the bark, which is called stripping, and allowing the exuded resin to bleed out and harden. These hardened resins are called tears. The resin is soft like rubber and light yellow or light green at first, but it hardens to be white or yellow. Frankincense smells fragrant and removes the bad smells. Spiritually, it symbolizes the fragrance of Christ. When you cast off every form of evil and give forth the fragrance of Christ with good deeds, it is to offer the frankincense to the Lord. God does not only look at our deeds, but also sees our heart. So He smells the fragrance of heart more than anything. If you truly love the Lord, you will try to cast off every form of evil. Father God gave us only good things. He gave us things that made us happy. Father God wants us to enter into the perfect place in New Jerusalem. It is the heart of Father God. But we couldn't realize His love before. We wanted to engrave the heart of Father God and the shepherd in our hearts, but because we had evil in us, we couldn't hear, even though we had ears. We thought we heard, but took them by our own thoughts and misunderstood Father's heart, and we spoke them out. Because we had ill feelings, we couldn't understand the heart of spirit and heart of love of Father God. We used a fleshly heart, and after all, we made our Father God feel sad. But God gave only good things to Manmin. He showed us signs and wonders. He gave us precious messages and explained about heaven and hell in details. Not only the beauty of heaven in New Jerusalem, but also the place between the first and second floors of the castle of the shepherd did God let us know. And He showed those castles to us. Father God gave us mommy praise songs and measures of faith. Even though you've not received your measure of faith yet, because God will give you if you keep praying and circumcising your heart, how grateful you are. It is a happy thing. If you misunderstand, then it shows that you have evil in your heart. You have to give thanks for you can receive the measure of faith. Likewise, Father God gave us only good things, but because of evil in our heart, we have ill feelings and misunderstanding, and we lose heart. We should cast them off. Only then we can engrave the deep love of God, the heart of the Lord, and the love of the shepherd in our heart. Some members ask me, Pastor, sometimes I shed tears when I see the shepherd. But why didn't this love Why couldn't I remember this love in our heart? Sometimes, because of my evil, I misunderstood the love of Father God. We have to cast off this kind of evil from our heart. We should be able to realize how much we are stolen in many matters, how strong the frameworks of our thoughts are, how much we search our own will, and whether we live our Christian life only by our own will, although we say we love God. God wants to show His heart to His children so much, and He wants us to give out the fragrance of Christ so much. That's why He says to pray fervently. He helps us to discover ourselves when we pray and to put down ourselves and to receive the help of the Holy Spirit. When you empty yourself and pray, God shows His heart in love and makes a change. We should always think, what's the heart of Father God? What is the goodness of Father God? And what is the love of Father God when you pray? Then you can resemble the heart of Christ and you can circumcise your heart. If you say, I've done this much and this is my position and what I am, you cannot feel the Father's heart. You should always give forth the fragrance of Christ and follow the will of Father without insisting on yourself. Our Lord's ministry was so. He was laid in a manger to empty Himself according to the heart of the Father. He lived His life thinking about the will of Father God with prayer for 30 years. And He always thought of the will of the Father for His three-year-long public ministry. We should pray to give out the fragrance of Christ in our lives. And we should cast off evil by the help of the Holy Spirit and come out to the truth. We have to pray to find out our evil and be changed. Therefore, those who give out the fragrance of Christ by circumcising their heart, just as presenting the gift of frankincense, have the heart that they can give everything for their Lord and they don't even spare their life. They will be blessed to prosper in all respects and be in good health just as their souls prosper, as written in 3 John verse 2. Of course, God blesses those who offer all they have as they've done, like the one who presented the gift of gold. But those who give out the fragrance of Christ by fulfilling circumcision of heart will please God more and receive overflowing blessings. The third gift is myrrh, and its spiritual meaning is unchanging faith. More in Hebrews, which was translated to myrrh, is the aromatic resin gained from trees of camphora species. Myrrh resin is a natural gum which has a good fragrance with a reddish brown. Myrrh is a noble thing and one of the three gifts the wise men from the East presented to the baby Jesus. It was one of the expensive imported goods in Israel. Also, it was used to make anointing oil. And with its good fragrance, it was spread to garments or beds. Ancient noble women wore fragrant myrrh beads on their neck. Persian kings put it in their crown and used it as a tonic. Myrrh tree is a thick and hard shrub. When the bark is peeled off, we can see green stalk and white spots in it. The wood and bark smell fragrant, and when a tree wound penetrates through the bark and into the sapwood, the tree bleeds a resin. At first, it's soft white, but changes to reddish brown and hardens like a resin. Jewish people used myrrh as preservative in their funeral. John 19:39-40 says, Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen, wrapping with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. As it says, they used myrrh for the funeral of Jesus. Therefore, presenting a gift of myrrh means offering what does not decay spiritually. That is the unchanging faith. It is to offer the heart that you can give even your life to the Lord unchangingly. In order to have this unchanging heart, first of all, you should cast off every form of evil. If you have any form of evil, you will change seeking your own benefit. Once after you cast off every form of evil, you need to fill your heart with truth. And you, to fulfill this unchanging heart, you have to try to keep small promises you made. Although there is a goal you set up, if you do not try, then you cannot fulfill the goal. Reach the goal. So you have to make your own habit to keep your promises you yourself made. Our shepherd kept all his promises, even the promises made to himself. So he is entrusted by Father God. And you have to repent, and you have to look back upon your life, how you lived with changing heart. And you have to remember how to keep your words and promises. And also, if you offer yourself to the Lord with the unchanging heart, it will be the best gift to the Lord. On December 25th, 2010, Mommy members received a very special gift from Father God. If we didn't have this day, this time, we must have being in fear because of our sin leading to death we committed before. But thanks to this day, we received a special gift to run toward the heavenly kingdom and New Jerusalem. God blessed many of our members to realize even the root of evil in nature and the rapid flow of spirit so that we could come into spirit and Holy Spirit. Since that day, Christmas, when Jesus was born, became a more meaningful and happy day to us. Year after year, we are seeing the endless love and sacrifice of our shepherd. We feel the love of Father God more than any other time and give thanks to Him. While we are looking at our shepherd, we feel the Father God's heart. We feel the deep love of the Father and the love of long endurance. God made Adam because he wanted to gain the true children. He wanted to share love with his children who know his heart and enjoy happiness together. But it was not easy to gain those children. No matter how many people of God did he send to let people know the way of life, people continued to disobey God. But God didn't give up. 2 Peter 3, 8 through 9 says, But do not let this one fact escape your notice. Beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise as some kind of slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. As it says, Father God has been waiting for 1,000 years and 1,000 years again and 1,000 years more. He's been waiting for 6,000 years like this. They will become the true sons and true daughters who know my heart sometime. He's been waiting for us with this expectation and hope. Spiritual patience is not just to wait and see. It is to bear all the aftermath from it and to pay the price until bearing fruit. Father God also has been bearing the aftermath and suffered a great pain to pay the price. He had to destroy the world with a flood. As much as the rain fell, tears flew down in the heart of God. He had to see his chosen people Israel betraying him and worshiping idols. And after all, he had to see them destroyed. He saw his only begotten son despised by men and crucified after all. Even though God has divine nature, he didn't deal with these easily. It is because Father God has human nature like us too. He feels pain, sorrow, joy, and impression. Moreover, because he is goodness itself, he feels those emotions more strongly. Whenever he saw his preciously created world stained with sins and men showed evil, he suffered from unbearable pain. But still, Father waited until he finishes the work of cultivation which he planned in the beginning. He endures this long period of time with faith that he will surely gain the true children. And in 2014, our shepherd is showing Father God's love to us with his tears and love. Thanks to that love, we are changing to stand on the rock of faith and come into spirit, deep level of spirit, whole spirit, and deeper level of whole spirit. Seeing the patience and harboring heart of the shepherd, we feel the deep love of Father God and of the Lord. And such, our shepherd has been looking at us with faith. We have to realize this fact. In such love, we should have unchanging faith to become the fruit of spirit and whole spirit. When we face after effect and limit point, we should remember the love of Father God and the Lord and our shepherd, and we have to practice the word silently with faith. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we who receive precious gifts should confess our fervent love to Father God and our Lord with presenting the true gifts of gold, our heart, frankincense, the fragrance of Christ, and more, the unchanging faith at this Christmas. Let's pray, thinking over the message. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.